everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is part two of a two-part episode that I did solo. If you haven't yet listened to part one, trust me, you'll definitely want to go back and listen to part one so the rest of this episode will make sense to you. Now, the reason that I'm going to tell you that you should feel really good about caloric deficit, and I know either Kim, you brought this up in one of my videos earlier, or somebody else did. Is this, when you're going into the holidays, you want to be able to enjoy yourself on Thanksgiving. You want to be able to sit around and watch TV the next day and have turkey sandwiches and whatever. You want to be able to have Christmas cookies, right? You want to be able to go to Christmas Eve dinner and have champagne and cocktails and all the things that are really high calories. So how can you maintain a caloric deficit and do that? That's where you get a little bit more proactive with your planning. If you're very new to this, I'm happy to help you. This is where if you get comfortable with like tracking your macros, this is really where the concept of what they call flexible dieting comes in. And essentially what you do is you're kind of taking a step back and looking at the week, right? Our bodies aren't tracking calories like we are. We're just tracking calories in a 24-hour window. Same reason why we have clocks. You know, the world doesn't know that it's 12 o'clock here or 4 o'clock in China. The world just turns. We're the ones that have put a clock on it so that we know, I don't know, whatever it is that we know. So for your body isn't going, oh, it's Thursday now. We've got to, you know, reset our caloric clock. Your body doesn't work that way. That's more of a method of measuring for us. So let's say it's Thanksgiving week and you know that your caloric window is 1600 calories a day, right? So if you measured 1600 calories times 7 days, you would measure that out and you would say, here's my total amount of calories. For me, if I wanted to be safe and say I really want to enjoy myself on Thanksgiving, I would assume that if I wanted to not pick and measure all of my, and who does? Who wants to go to Thanksgiving with a scale and weigh everything and go, oh, champagne, that's great, but only 4 grams. Nobody wants to do that. Assume that you're going to have like double. Assume you're going to have 3,000 calories. Some of you are going to go, oh my God, I never have it. Trust me, you could easily have 3,000 calories. You could easily also have 1,500 calories. Tell yourself you're going to have 3,000 calories. So that means that for Thanksgiving week, you've got to shave off an extra 1,500 calories throughout the other 6 days. So 6 days goes into 1,500. What? That's about 200 calories. So you cut that, or you could get more creative if you're familiar with intermittent fasting. You could incorporate one fast. You know, that can, I mean, ultimately what you're doing is you're balancing out your calories. You're going to let yourself have a little bit more that day, and then you're going to kind of balance it out the rest of the week. That's why, to me, focusing on that caloric deficit, if you get to the end of the week and you still have, you know, whatever 1600 is times, let's see, 600 times 7 is 400, Okay, I'm not good at math. Whatever that is, then you're good. So to me, that's why this caloric deficit thing is a gift, because caloric deficit is just, it is. Whether you want to do it paleo or vegan or Whole 30, or if you just want to be using Weight Watchers, if you want to be using Lean Cuisines, it's not telling you not to have bread or carbs or fruit. I mean, yeah, can you level up once you started losing weight and focus on better choices of food? Absolutely. But keep it simple to start. So that's number two. I told you why and how I discovered caloric deficit, why it's so key, why I think it's so key for pretty much everybody here in this group. And anybody, any woman who's stuck at weight loss, I guarantee you has not been tracking her food and is probably eating too much. Many of you could also be eating too little and then putting your body into fat storage mode. But that's where I thought I was. I thought I was in the, you know, putting my body into fat storage mode. And the truth is I was eating too much healthy food, period. And you watch what I'm going to do over the next 90 days. Now, lastly, I shared with you that when I was in Phoenix this past weekend, I was at Isagenics World Headquarters. If you've been following me for the past couple of months, you know that, and I posted a video actually detailing this experience on my YouTube channel. I will link it up in here so you can watch that. But ultimately, for some ungodly reason, I had been having bloating, feelings of just utter gassiness, always feeling full, bloating, gassy, indigestion, just not digesting my food. My elimination was off. This was like probably about 2 months, where after I moved down here to San Antonio, I just was bloated all the time after every single meal, and I was not changing my diet. I also, for the first time in my life, was having problems with being regular. It wasn't that I wasn't going to the bathroom. It's just that I wasn't as regular as I was. And I couldn't, no matter what I did, I could not fix this problem. That's how I stumbled on Isagenics products. I'd heard of the company before, never paid it any mind. But then I was exposed to it 3 or 4 times. I heard that they had sucralose-free plant-based protein, and that's what I was looking for. So I ordered a big box that had Cleanse stuff in it, plant-based protein, organic greens, adaptogens, the vitamins, all this stuff. And within about, 5 to 10 days of taking the products, all of those problems were just like, bye-bye. So I want to be very careful and not make claims to say, hey, these products will solve all of your indigestion. But typically, most people that have any kind of issues, gut issues, whatever, experience tremendous health improvement with these Isagenics nutritional products. They're just pure, full of nutrition. They did wonders for me. And that's why I have been like expanding my use of Isagenics products and continuing to be obsessed with this, which is the energy drink I've been talking about. 10 calories based, energy based out of nothing but like fruits and vegetables, all adaptogens, completely all natural, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, no artificial nothing, and also caffeine free. And it is wonderful. But anyway, I want to make sure that I say the right things. Oh, I'm explaining why I was in Phoenix. So I was exposed to Isagenics products. I'll put the video below so you can understand a little bit more. They really helped my health. And so now not only am I using all the products, my man is using all the products. A lot of people that followed me, I shared how I was just so relieved that I could go to yoga class and not worry about like, I was just like worried I was going to go to yoga class and be farting all through the class because I was just bloated all day, every day after every single meal. And bathroom issues, feeling gassy, just feeling like I wasn't digesting food. And so to feel better was a huge gift to me. And then incidentally, once I took a bigger look at the company and I saw all the products they had, it basically was, here's the long and short of it. I was just shooting a video on this actually too. Everything I've learned about wellness and health from my doctor, from the experts that I've interviewed on the podcast, just that I've learned from books, things that have been positive in my life, like everything that I've learned
taking digestive enzymes every day, taking probiotics, prebiotics, essential fatty acids, why those are good for you, why they're so critical. The difference in whey proteins, casein versus whey protein versus undenatured whey protein, why it's important to cut out the supplements in your life that have sucralose in it. Like all the stuff I've been learning the past 3 years was informing me so that I could go make purchase decisions to improve my health. And I was buying all of these products at Vitamin Shoppe, online, whatever. And then I get exposed to some of these Isagenix products. They make such a huge impact in my health. And then I realized they carried all these products that I'm buying anyway, and they're a better version. And many times they're a better price. The greens that you guys see me taking every morning, I used to use a company called Athletic Greens. Theirs are like $75 a month. Our organic greens are $35 a month or $40 a month. So I decided to make Isagenix actually one of my three primary forms of income. So now this is a business venture of mine, and it's one of the best decisions that I've ever made. And that's why I was out in Phoenix, meeting some of the founders of the company, taking a tour of headquarters, meeting, my upline and meeting some amazing people. And one of the people that I got to learn from is actually the guy that formulated this. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. He's going to be on the podcast. I think it's Dr. Joshua Plant. So if you guys want to look him up, I will link him up below. Harvard educated science. I mean, this guy's like, he should be on like NASA. He's like that smart. And he came to Isagenix because he believes firmly in helping people get healthier. He shared some stats in this meeting that were just, I mean, everything he said was just mind-blowing to me. He was talking about the fact that 85 to 95% of cancers are caused by lifestyle, which is diet, right? What we eat, and our environment, meaning toxic exposure to toxic products, right? BPAs, the things that are in our couch or our cleaning materials, all of that kind of stuff. We are exposed to that on a regular basis, and cancers. So many people think, oh, my mom had breast cancer, I'll have breast cancer. Like, that's how you get it. It's lifestyle and toxins. So he was talking about that. And, you know, people said, well, if you're this brilliant, why would you come to Isagenix? Why come to a network marketing company? And he's like, look, what this company is doing with health and wellness and anti-aging and nutrition, this is where I want to be. And, you know, the first product he helped them design and launch was this Bia. I'm obsessed. I now hardly drink diet soda anymore because I'm obsessed with this. For those of you that have been following me for a long time, you know that's a big damn deal because I've been obsessed with diet soda for a long time. And now I drink this. So he was talking about this. And then, you know, they were asking him, like, what's the crux of nutrition and wellness? And he started talking about intermittent fasting. And in my brain, I was kind of like, you know, because those of you that have known me know I started doing intermittent fasting back in 2008 when Eat Stop Eat came out. So I used it back then. It certainly was very easy for me to do because I just drank diet soda all day. And that's how I lost weight. And then in 2017, I did Faster Way to Fat Loss. And then fast forward to 2018, that's when I really started working with this dietitian. I had adrenal burnout. I was told a lot of bad advice, and I wasn't doing fasting anymore because I was told not to. I was told that it would not be ideal for my adrenal fatigue. And I was also told not to work out, and I was told to eat a lot more food, and I ultimately gained weight. Very unhappy place for me last year. But I started listening to this guy talk about intermittent fasting. And for me, I haven't really been practicing intermittent fasting lately because, frankly, it's been nice to eat breakfast and full meals for a while. So when he started talking about fasting, I really wasn't thinking about it for myself. But when he started mentioning cleanse and doing a cleanse, I wanted to learn because to me, even though when I first bought products from Isagenix, it came with cleanse products and I hadn't used them. And I wasn't really thinking about doing a cleanse because I don't know. Part of me thought that, you'd be on the toilet all day. Part of me thought that it was kind of this sort of overly trendy thing to do, like detox teas or whatever. And really, he addressed that right away. And he started explaining why we should cleanse potentially even once a week. Now, this is why I want to have him on the podcast, because I want him to go into greater detail on this, and I'm going to do some research on it. So I'm paraphrasing him, but really what he said was, our bodies are exposed to so many toxic chemicals, even if we're eating really healthy, with plastics, with this, with that, with our shaker cups, right? With everything. So if you have all those toxins, you know, there's only so much you can do by eating better to cleanse your body. And what happens when you do a cleanse, the way that they've designed their products is to support a cleanse where you are doing a 24 to 36 hour maximum of 48 hour fast. And in that fast, and this reinforces what my doctor has told me, if you do a fast over 24 hours, your body will essentially, I'm paraphrasing, it's like when you reboot a computer. It's like your body, you reset it, and it will, again, I'm paraphrasing, making it ridiculously simple. It's like it's going to shed a lot of the toxins. So this is less about weight loss and more about health, wellness, all of the toxic stuff that's building up. This is a way on a regular basis that we can all kind of flush the system. That's maybe why they even have something that goes with the cleanse called IsoFlush. I'd heard about that. I mean, it really is all about cleaning out our system, right? And he shared the way he and his wife do this cleanse. And he said they do it every week. They eat up until dinner on Wednesday. They have dinner Wednesday, and you know, then they go to bed like they normally would. But really, after dinner on Wednesday is when their fast is beginning. So they'll wake up the next morning. They will fast through Thursday, and then they go to bed that night. Now, some people might just break their fast Thursday, and that would be like a 24-hour fast. So you could do that, and that's going to have some health benefits. What they do is they make it 36 hours, so they'll then go until an early dinner time on Friday. He said they'll usually have dinner around 3 or 4. And sometimes, I think he said on Friday, like he and his wife will always go for a massage. You know, it's gotten to be a weekly thing. So they treat themselves to self-care and they do all of this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Now, during your fasts, it's not that you're eating nothing. In fact, the first thing I said, I'm like, can I have this while I'm doing that fasting? And so they say, yes, you can do this. You do the cleanse, which is, it's like a juice. I've tried it. You do that 4 times a day. You can also have these Isa Delights. Now, this is if you use Isagenics products. You don't need to do this. You can do this on your own if you want. And then you figure out what you would have that would still keep you in a fasted state. You know, some people do fasting with, and they have fat bombs. There's, you know, like bulletproof coffee, stuff like that. There's odd science. It doesn't seem to make sense that that would work, but it does. So I'm just telling you what within Isagenics, what they say, hey, use these products. It'll get you through the day. And that way you're flushing the toxins out of your system, but you're keeping your cravings at bay, blah, blah, blah. So they have these Isa Delights that I actually just had one before this video. They're about this big and they're these delicious, delicious candies. And so you can have that, you can have this, you can have your coffee. And also they just came out with this collagen bone broth. So you can have bone broth. And yeah, then that's essentially, and he mentioned this autophagy, that what happens when your body goes past a 24-hour fast, there's autophagy that's going on. Now, I did some Googling on that. And again, that's something I want him as a scientist to go into, because autophagy can encourage more fat loss as well. But it, again, is you'll see if you do some Googling, it's about flushing out the toxins. You don't want to go too extreme. This isn't about fasting for 5 days. But I came away from that going, I'm going to start doing this once a week. And I told my man about it and he's going to do it. Now, he's not going to do a 36-hour fast every week. He's going to do the 24-hour fast, but he's committed to improving his health and wellness with me. He loves the Isagenics products. He also has a fat loss goal that he wants to reach. So, and he's just a supportive, amazing man. So that's where I was coming from when I mentioned to you guys, I learned a lot about cleansing. Like I have a totally different view on it. It's not some crazy do this so that you shed fat faster. It's much more about health and wellness first. Those benefits, those long-term anti-aging wellness benefits first, but it also can enhance what you're doing from a weight loss perspective. And back to what I said before a second ago about the holidays, caloric deficit, that can also enhance what you're doing with planning to keep your calories at a normal place so you can go and enjoy, you know, the holidays. And let me close with this when we're talking about heading into the holidays. If you decide like you want to join me, because I'm just going to put it out there. I didn't think about this until I was coming home on the plane. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to ask people to join me because why not go into the holidays fired up and whatever that looks like for each one of you, right? We're all doing different workouts and whatever. We don't all have to be on the same program, but this is a way of like leveling up and saying, I'm going to be proactive going into the holidays. Like I'm going to go into the holidays feeling good about what I'm eating and that I, because guess what? When your diet is on point, like you're moving and grooving in the right direction, doesn't mean you have to be perfect. You will do more working out. I guarantee you, my working out for the most part, the past several months has been affected by me having chronic migraines. Like when I have been immobile laying on the couch, that's why I haven't worked out. And then if it was Friday and I felt better, I wouldn't work out because I was so scared that getting my heart rate up and doing a lot of movement would bring the migraine back. And my migraines are so bad, I would do anything to make them not come back. But I also know when I get in a like fall off the wagon type of a situation and I'm not consistent in my training, when my diet is off, I'm less inclined to work out because I just mentally and physically feel worse in my body than when I'm eating right. So I encourage all of you guys, ladies, to join me in heading into the holidays and committing to figuring out your caloric deficit, committing to giving yourself 90 days of monitoring your caloric deficit. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Even that Jordan Syed guys, like aim for 90%, 90% over the course of a month. Like, can you look back over the course of the month and go 90% of this time, I was hitting my macros or I was hitting, you know, my caloric window. And back to what I just started to say a second ago, you head into the holidays, you start kicking ass. Don't wait until January. Don't make yourself feel worse and gain weight going into the holidays. Get control. Start giving yourself some successes now. Start feeling better and investing in your health now. Because wouldn't it be great to like be 5 pounds lighter by Christmas? I mean, wouldn't it feel great to be able to go into Thanksgiving instead of obsessing about what you're going to deny yourself and be able to just say, I'm going to enjoy this day. And you know what? If say you plan for Thanksgiving and you plan for 3000 calories, right? And you don't really cut the 200 calories out the rest of the day or the rest of the week. And then maybe you actually eat more on Thanksgiving and, you know, you go back and you're like, wow, I had all those cookies. And then maybe you look up the calories of something and you realize like this piece of pie was 500. And maybe you look and you're like, wow, I had three pieces of pie and like you overdid it. Right. And so for the week, instead of being at your caloric deficit, you were over by 500 calories. The key is at least number one, you're successful because you know. Like, you know, the data is, I love the way Jordan talks about it because data is so magic. It's so different to be frustrated with where you're at, frustrated with how your pants fit, frustrated with how your workout clothes fit, but not know, not be able to go back and go, well, here's the deal. Here's how many workouts I had last week. Here's what I ate last week. Here's what I'm eating. When you have a data point, and you say you go through Thanksgiving week, you know exactly what you ate. And you said, you know what? I did 4 workouts that week and I planned to have, I'm just putting a number out, 5,000 calories that week, but I had 6,000. So I had an extra 1,000. Let me see how I can, you know, balance that out this week. And then it's data. You do better the next week as opposed to having no idea what you did, throwing in the towel, binging, whatever. You start looking at yourself like a scientific experiment and you're managing yourself. It's so different. I mean, I think about football. I've become this person who's really understanding, as I watch football with my man, how much like planning and science and strategy goes into football. I used to think it was a bunch of guys just throwing a football around. I'm like, how difficult can that be? There's so much more that goes into football and coaching and those games, and knowing that everybody that's watching those games, all those coaches, before the games, they were watching the game, past games of other teams, and they're memorizing how they throw in certain scenarios. And that's going to inform how they tell those football players to plan. And then, so there's that amount of planning that they do. And then they get out on the field and then they look across from each other and they're like, oh, wait, these guys are lined up this way. And then they're whispering to each other and then they're changing because of what they see. And then once the ball gets in motion, then you have to apply a whole other level of strategy. It's the same thing with weight loss. Like, go into where you want to be with your body, armed with knowledge and data. It also, here's the real key, ladies. We get so emotionally attached to how we view ourselves. We are, you know, how many of you, like me, are terrified to get on the scale because you don't want to know what that number is? You know why? Because we don't look at that as a measure of data. We look at it as a label. So the more that you can look at yourself as like, I'm a human body, my body responds to certain variables, and I'm going to start studying myself and finding that perfect fit of food and exercise that's going to work for me, because I'm different from Gail, I'm different from Tracy, I'm different from Kim, I'm different from Diane, I'm different from every single one of you. What works for me? That's why if you hear me say, hey, my caloric window is 1400 to 1600, Julie Bevel should not apply that to herself. Because you know why? She's like 5 inches taller than me. She should probably have a lot more calories than me. It's different for each one of us. You've got to find that. But how can you tweak your data and how can you tweak what you're doing if you don't have any idea what you're doing from a data perspective? Data helps take the emotion out of what we're doing. And the more we can take emotion out of this fat loss journey, I know that you can get there. I can get there. And it's just such a great feeling, ladies. I cannot tell you how good it feels to be heading into the holidays going, I've got this. Because if you know me, you've seen me share. I am as vulnerable and authentic as I possibly can be on social media. And I tell you guys, I will say, I'm so frustrated. I keep working. I work out. I do this. I do that. I can't seem to lose weight. I will tell you, I have never felt so certain. And I'm not saying I feel certain because of a certain product. I'm using the products that I use because I believe in this company and because they enhance what I'm doing. But like, if I'd never discovered them, I'd just be using products that I bought at Vitamin Shoppe or whatever. That's a side note. What I'm doing is taking this caloric deficit seriously, committing to caloric deficit, committing to 90 days, committing to doing the cleanse, which is essentially fasting every Wednesday. So 90 days, caloric deficit, doing the cleanse, and going into the holidays, like just knowing you're going to dominate. I mean, what could be a better feeling? Let me see. Lisa. Oh, hi, Lisa. I didn't say hi to you earlier. Tracy, you need help with macros. Yeah. So for those of you that are new, don't worry about macros. Just keep it simple and start with caloric deficit. I strongly recommend you guys go watch those Jordan Syatt videos and listen to his podcast. I will link those up below. I'll also link up below my Isagenics health story so you can watch that. And then lastly, for any of you, okay, here's what I'm going to do. If you're going to join me and do this with me, it doesn't really matter when you start. Like if you watch this next Monday, you can start then. It doesn't matter. The point is that you're going to start and you're going to commit. Just like, you know, if you join this group now, we didn't all start our commitment to a year of you first on the same day. You just start. Okay. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is if you're down for doing this before the holidays, and not doing that bullshit thing like, oh, I'm just going to wait until January and I'm going to get fit then. I want you to let me know either in the comments or I almost don't want to say this because you shouldn't feel uncomfortable leaving this in the comments. This is why I created this private group. But if you do want to private message me, you can let me know. I'm also more than happy to make recommendations. If you want to go full in and also use the Isagenix system that I'm using, I can make recommendations as far as the protein powders. They've got plant-based protein powders, the cleanse products. If you want to be doing the cleanse products, I know some of you are already placing an order with me later today. I can tell you what I'm using, what I recommend. That way, if you're going to be doing the cleanse every Wednesday with me, you can be using the bone broth. You can be using the energy drink. You can be using the Isa Delights. You can make your own coffee. You know, we can check in here. I'm going to check in here, whether I have three people doing this with me or whether I have one, it doesn't matter. I'm going to share my results and where I'm at and how I'm planning to, you know, how am I going to plan so that I eat whatever I want? Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to be having my broccoli cheese redneck casserole for Thanksgiving. I'm going to have my pumpkin spice whoopie cookies. I'm going to have my Christmas spice wine that my man makes fun of. I'm going to have all the sweets and treats that I want, but I'm also going to hit my caloric deficit and get my workouts in and do a cleanse every Wednesday. So I am super, super, super excited. And I hope all of you, sincerely, I really want to give you this invitation. Join me. So leave in the comments below if you're ready to do this. If you need help with figuring out your caloric deficit, I'm happy to help you just as a friend. Number three, if you want to go all in and take things up a notch and level up your nutrition, I'm happy to do a call with you and make recommendations for Isagenix products. Everything's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose. And then lastly, I think I went over everything. Oh, if you have questions specifically on the cleanse, on autophagy, on fasting, intermittent fasting, all of that stuff, I am going to have Dr. Plant on the podcast. I just don't have the date yet, so more information will be coming soon. Now I've got to stop talking because it's already starting to get dark here. So it was really good seeing all of you guys here. For those of you guys that are watching on the replay, please make sure you leave comments below. Let me know what questions you have, and I will put links up to everything I mentioned shortly. I will see you guys tomorrow. I hope you're excited. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, ladies, I want to invite you again. Please head on over to Facebook and join my free Facebook group led by me. It is called A Year of You First. I'd love to have you there. Make sure when you do join that you introduce yourself and let us know what you're looking to accomplish over the next year. Please note, the number one question that I get, you know, people say, oh, did I join too late? A Year of You First is about starting your year of committing to putting yourself first and staying true to your goals and your commitments, regardless of when you start. My point was, I just wanted to make sure I started it now for myself, but also so that we don't just focus on thinking that the only time we can commit to doing something for a year is in January with New Year's resolutions. That's silly. So I hope I can see you there. If you liked this show, please share it with other ladies that you know could benefit from the information and the aha moments that I had. I would so appreciate it. And then if you do love this episode and the others, I would love it if, number one, make sure you're subscribed. And number two, if you could take just a couple minutes and leave us a review on iTunes. Those ratings are so valuable. So just a couple minutes of your time would help this show get seen and heard by more people who really could benefit from this free information. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next time on The Kellyo Show.